Reconstruction of history record. No one can change history because of events in the past. No one can change anyone. Then what can change? Writing about history is tentative variable, because in the recording process it is heavily influenced by the subjective interests of individuals, groups, politics, and many other interests. The achievement of a science at one time can be lost by the achievement of science in the next, as well as interpretation in writing history. Why should history writing be called interpretation? Because we are blind to valid data about the history of this nation's ancestors, which until now valid data are 26,000 original manuscript documents in Leiden, and we only feel for the remaining 10,003 documents. Some of Santosaba's subjective findings find many irregularities in the current historical records, which are required to be tested in a discussion room with an academic mindset to approach the truth in the recording of previous Indonesian history. Therefore, critical thinking about the subjective thoughts that Santosaba utters must be prioritized, after departing from critical thinking towards historical records that have existed and have been considered correct. If the results of the subjective thought of a Santosaba pass the material test and the truth test of the academic debate that deconstructs existing historical records, then the next step is to reconstruct the historical records of this country, Indonesia. To inspire future generations to be able to jump far ahead after retreating two steps back to see the valid historical facts of their predecessors who had experienced glory, repeating the return following the natural process of history that revolved towards the point of achievement of civilizations that had advanced in the past. The latest facts on the findings of Santosaba's exploration and research. Around the site, Muara Takus, there are remnants of the ruins of the foundation of the Dharmak learning place or school named Dharmapala, which branched out in Bihar, India, Nalanda. The remains of this foundation can be seen. Ising 671, 695, add in many places in the archipelago including, Vwana Haka Fala is now published as Borobudur. The Saka, the Aryan ancestors of the previous Indonesian archipelago, brought their teachings, Dharmic original, outside the archipelago, recorded in relief number 43 basic with literacy text. The word, Mahachakya, means, great power, or people who have great power, Kakya, or aka, Saka. This is our ancestor in the archipelago scattered hundreds of inscriptions dated to the year aka, Saka. His teachings, Dharmic original, were brought outside the archipelago, recorded on the reliefs of the Borobudur base with literal text. The word, Kusala Dharmabhajana, Dharma is presented as the central concept used to explain the higher truth, or the highest reality of the universe. This, Dharmic, that exist in three religions in India are sourced from the archipelago. The greatest contribution of the Aryans to civilization, especially in India, is the introduction of the concept of Dharma. This is the concept of the teachings of the ancestors of the archipelago that grew up in the plains of India. The origins of religion in India began with the entry of the Aryan Kakya, Saka nation, which brought enormous changes in the way of life of Indian society from 3102 BC to 1300 BC. That the Aryans were not the first inhabitants of India and the Dravidian, Harappan civilization existed long before their arrival. This means that the Aryan peoples or Vedic culture is not the sole source of early civilization in India, that its origins are elsewhere. These changes occurred because the Aryans carried out cultural integration with the native Indians, Dravida, and further this integration gave birth to three Indian religions. The Aryans, after they started writing the Vedic scriptures, this holy book was written in four parts such as the Rig Veda, Sama Veda, Yajurveda and Atharva Veda. So, academic research shows, Aryan, is, Saka, the name of a nation that came to India and expanded and migrated to Central Asia, Eastern Europe and Northern Anatolia in the period after the Mahabharata War, 3162 BC, around 3100-3000 BC, Europeans call the, Saka, with, Scythian. This is what is meant by, Aryans, the ancestor of the Indonesian nation who colored three quarters of the earth's surface as well as the land of India. In the development of the teachings of Dharma, Dhamma, developing in the plains of India, it underlies the three main teachings of Hinduism, Buddhism and Jains. In 563 to 483 BC, Siddhartha Gautama, the figurehead of Buddhism, was born. In 549 to 477 BC, Mahavira was born, the Jainism. In the 9th century AD, in India there were groups of people who did not adhere to Buddhism and Jainism, not Islam, No Christians still adhered to Vedic, which later became named Hindu, and the suffix "ism" was added to the word Hinduism. In the British colonial era 1830 AD, there are no missionaries, preachers, monks, Indian saints in the pre-Islamic era who came to the archipelago, so it will fail if the original teachings of the previous archipelago are also based on Indian teachings. Dharmic original, or Dharma, in Sanskrit, Dhamma, in Pali is the original teaching of the ancestors of the Indonesian archipelago originating in Svarnadvipa depicted in Borobudur in the word Kusala Dharmabhajana, perfectly recorded in Bali, coloring India. The word Mahachakya means great power, or people who have great power, Kakya, or Saka, this is our ancestor in the archipelago scattered hundreds of inscriptions dated to the year Saka. Understand this. It was the Saka who conquered King Salivahana in 78 AD. In the Indonesian archipelago scattered inscriptions numbered the year Saka, Mahachakya, Kakya, Shitya, Saka, Aryan were the ancestors of the advanced Indonesian archipelago, so it would be a big mistake to calculate the beginning of the Saka year in the inscription based on the beginning of the year from outside the archipelago. And the calculation of the Saka year does not start in 78 AD, which causes our history to be lost before that year. Re Janayasa, Dapyunta Hyang brought Dharma and the Arshas to the land of Java as well as Bali, including the Guru Arki Markandraya and Bali, now perfectly preserving the basic philosophy of our ancestors, Dharmic, which underlies the growth of three major religions in India. So the labeling all this time about the source of the original teachings of the archipelago as well as the site based on Hindu, Buddhist teachings from India, actually, our ancestors colored India. By Santosaba.